a new name in the history books of Australian achievement. The University of Queensland has smashed a Guinness World Record. They have successfully held the largest ever mindfulness lesson. The attempt saw 1,417 people being mindful together. Stuart Carney was there. He's the Medical Dean and Deputy ED of Medicine at the University of Queensland. Welcome to Drive. And of course, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So the previous world record was a mere 569 people. That's quite a margin you've achieved here.
We did indeed. I mean, it was a wonderful event and a fantastic testimony to our community.
Why did you do it?
I think really three reasons. This is part of a broader university strategy to raise awareness about mental health and mental illness for our entire community. It also provided a wonderful opportunity on a gorgeous Queensland lunchtime to bring our community together in the great court at the University of Queensland, but also a very practical purpose, in addition to raising awareness, to introduce the community to strategies to deal with stress. Over 1,200 mats had been laid out, additional chairs had been arranged. We had a contingency plan just in case it rained. There were marshals and stewards on hand, and somewhere in the region of 1,500, 2,000 members of our community sort of came to the Great Court, and they filed through an entrance, got a wristband, which enabled us to keep track of how many people were there. When everybody had congregated on mats or chairs or in this sort of cordoned off area, and we had the stewards in place, the lesson could start.
Did participants have to be particularly good at mindfulness?
I mean, I think some people...
Hard to test that, isn't it?
That's quite a test. I mean, I think this was a 30-minute lesson, which would appeal to individuals who had a lot of experience in mindfulness, but people who were coming to it fresh. So no prior experience was required, just an open mind and a willingness to get together with friends and learn new skills.
The Guinness Book of Records have pretty strict rules. In fact, we've covered other Guinness Book of Records on this show, and it's rigorous. Were there special conditions you needed to meet?
As the single sort of single venue sort of mindfulness lesson, this was a lesson which people had to participate in for 30 minutes. So there were timekeepers to make sure that that the lesson lasted at least 30 minutes. And obviously the other rules relate to making sure that we have a good count of how many people are there. But this was about active participation. So it wasn't just a question of all being there in a cordoned off area. People actually had to participate. So can you believe it? At least 1,417 members of our university community turned off their mobile phones for 30 minutes.
The very idea of turning off my mobile phone in a crowd that large makes me feeling anxious. Obviously, mindfulness is a pretty serious business. These people are that committed? I mean, how much had you worded them up that they could not mess this up?
Thankfully, everybody who was sort of introducing the session sort of reinforced the same message.
Do not mess this up.
Do not mess this up.
In a mindful way
and be present in the moment and turn off your mobile phone. It was amazing.
Pretty incredible. So how significant a problem are mental illnesses among students?
The issue of sort of mental health and mental illness among students, quite rightly, is an area of focus for us within the university. And over the last 18 months, since we launched our mental health strategy, we've been working with our student and staff communities to systematically sort of address, raise awareness, and provide enhanced support. Origin produced an excellent report sort of highlighting the scale of the challenge we face, and they have estimated that in the sort of the student population, the majority of whom are in that 18 to 24 age group, probably one in four of our students will experience mental ill health in any given year.
And just finally, any mindfulness tips that you've learned in the process of undertaking this record today?
You can do this anywhere, and you can even do it when you're in the company of a large crowd. So I think the first mindfulness technique is to disentangle yourself from social media and your mobile phone temporarily and just be present in the moment. One of the lessons we practiced today was just focusing very simply on looking at your hand and observing it in a mindful way. And we were told that lesson would last 5 minutes. 7 minutes later, we were totally transfixed and discovered a whole host of new creases in our hands.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Stuart Carney is the Medical Dean and Deputy ED of Medicine at the University of Queensland. There you go. We're winners. Everyone's a winner, baby. The University of Queensland smashing a Guinness World Record. The largest ever mindfulness lesson. 0418 226 576.